Billy, I was looking at one of the notes. I went ahead and I read the other games that were on in the area, and I all of a sudden thought back, and I said, wait a minute, Woody Point and Lansing, they played last night. It was a very interesting thing, and it talks a little bit about the safety factor in sports. The score that I saw that was posted up on the wire that was coming in showed Lansing leading 6-0 over Whitney, suspended second quarter. And there was a little indicator in there with a lightning bar. Now, remember, we had that line of storms come through last night. We got just rain in Norwich. But apparently, over in Lansing, which is the Ithaca area, apparently they spotted lightning. The game, once it is started, becomes the jurisdiction of the officials. They control the ball game at that point. So if the officials saw lightning and said, wait a minute, I don't want a problem, they stop it just like that. And they it was suspended for a fair amount of time. Then later on, I went back and checked, you know, an hour later, and Lansing ended up winning that one by a 21-2 score.
The Morabito Halftime Report has been brought to you by the area's full-service energy provider. Remember, Morabito's Rewards Plus is a one-of-a-kind custom loyalty program designed to save you money and to give you more for your energy dollar. Call the folks at Morabito Energy Products at 607-563-HEAT.
So we have both teams back out onto the field now as they are going through the warm-ups. We see only about 28 seconds showing on the halftime clock that they set at 15 minutes. It's interesting how all of a sudden the clouds have moved over. We don't have the bright sun on the field anymore, and we see a whole lot more clouds in the sky. So it is an interesting battle of left-handed quarterbacks. Kurt Haycook for the UV Storm is a lefty senior, 160 pounds, 5'11". And he has a bunch of favorite targets, mostly his backfielders, Justin Hofer, Cody Holman, Dylan Rivenberg. We've also seen a couple of other intended targets from time to time. And Corbin Palmer, who we've seen so frequently over the last couple of years, he is a senior for the BG Bobcats, 5'11", 165 pounds. He also throws left-handed, and both of those players have a tendency to scramble a whole lot. Cole Webb, Austin Bowerly, the ends that are his favorite targets, along with some of his backfield cohorts in Justin Sirigliano, Jake Mazzarella, and Lucas Butcher. We'll be seeing lots of all of those people coming up in just a very few seconds. We told you that we have games for you now coming up pretty much in the Friday evening and then Saturday afternoon format. Next week, week number 4, it'll be the Unitigo Spartans going up against the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats. Now, Unitigo got crunched by Shenango Forks down at Forks in the game that we saw earlier. We will not see the same Unitigo team that we saw down at Forks again at all this season. The Saturday afternoon game next week will be a rivalry contest as Sydney will take on Walton. We always think of those two schools as being the same size. Actually, Sydney is in the larger division going up against the D school, so they will be playing down next week. So we are back here about ready to go, and it's time for me to turn things back over to Mr. Billy Blake, and he will carry you through the third quarter of this ball game. The BG Bobcats lead it 27-12 on the field at Unadilla Valley Central School.
Thank you very much, Harry. And the co-captains just finished up their meeting at midfield, and the Bobcats out on the field ready to kick off. They are kicking from right to left, and the UV Storm will be receiving, and they will drive in this third quarter from left to right.
You know, while we've got just a second, I want to thank a number of people. First of all, our sponsors, they just make things possible for us. But I really want to thank Joe Gardner back at the studio because he makes sure all the commercials are played in the right order. And even more importantly, he puts things on the WCDO web. And we'll talk more about that later on.
Justin Holford, the senior, returns the kick, and he's got a pretty good return as he's taken down by two Bobcat players at his own 42-yard line.
Oh, he got good running room on that. It's always interesting because he watches the opponents coming toward him, and you see a lot of shoulder and head movement as he tries to dance his way around them. He danced around rather well that time, and they will have it first and 10 from the 42-yard line as they head to the south.
Kurt Haycook, the senior, is under center. We've seen him in shotgun a few times today, but he's under center to start the second half. And the Storm on the ground, there's a carry for about 3 or 4 yards.
Yeah, and coming up off the bottom of the pile is finally the ball carrier.
Cody Holman, the senior, 5'11", 180, gets the first carry of the second half, and it will be second down and 6 for the Storm from their own 45-yard line.
Now, Holman now up over 30 yards carrying. He has 31 in my unofficial stats.
Reifenberg and Holman in the backfield. Holford goes in motion. It's a pitch to Holman. Holman towards the far sidelines, and he's got a first down as he crosses midfield. He's taken down at the Bobcats' 46-yard line.
Yeah, they will spot that down about two more than what he really needed. So as a result, good gain for Cody Holman running off to his left. Now, all of a sudden, a break in the clouds and bright sunshine is on our field again.
Two runs to start the first drive of the second half for the Storm as Kurt Haycook looks to lead his team in the end zone to get back in this ballgame. Another attack on the ground. That time it was the junior Dylan Reifenberg, and he gets 2 or 3.
So Reifenberg just churning it out. He picks up 3 yards. He is now up to 23. Reifenberg has carried the ball a whole lot of times for the UV Storm. He and Cody Holman have had a lot of times to handle that football, but so far it is Holman who has broken away for the big yardage from time to time.
Second down for the Storm. Reifenberg again, and he gets a few more yards.
Yeah, Dylan got a lot of company along with him. He picks up possibly 3. It looks like the ball is going to be put down right at the 40-yard line, so it'll bring up a 3rd, and we will call it 4. But he had to work for those yards. He had a lot of white jerseys that seemed to have an attraction for him.
Third down and 5 for the Storm at the Bobcats' 40-yard line. Haycook drops back. Pressure coming. And the throw over the middle is complete to the senior Cody Holman.
I'll tell you, I thought he was dead meat back there because Tyler Johnson came back in on him before he ever got that pass away. And you just envisioned it as big loss, and all of a sudden he manages to get the pass away, and as a result, first down, move the chains, we'll take over at about the 33-yard line, first and 10.
Hank DeGlee, the sophomore tight end, checks in the ballgame for the Storm on this play. First and 10 at the 33. It's Reifenberg. And he gets a couple of yards. He was hit hard near the 30-yard line, but he will get 2 or 3 yards out of it.
Even 9 minutes on the clock, period number 3. So the ball will be at the 30-yard line. It will be second down for the UV Storm from there. Coming into the ball game right now is Tyler Olson as he runs a play in from the bench.
Second down for the UV Storm. Reifenberg and Holman in the backfield. Haycook keeps it himself throwing, And that one is incomplete, intended for Justin Hofer, broke it up by Justin Sirigliano.
Oh, I'm telling you. You talk about second effort trying to get that football. Hofer came down, and the ball was right on the mark, but there was a BG defender right there, so it was a scramble of who could get that football or bat it away. It finally got batted away, but not because nobody tried. Both players were trying to get that football. It will bring up a third down. The ball still on the 30-yard line. And third, and we'll call it 7.
8:20 on the clock. It's a pitch back to Justin Hofer. Hofer running to his right, looking for running room, and he's got it. He picks up a first down. He's in the red zone, taken down at about the 13-yard line.
Oh, he got off to a really good run that time until he ran into Kevin Forrest. Kevin Forrest, playing on defense, managed to get him down quickly. Forrest, 235-pounder. Oh, no wonder he caught him. First and 10.
Over 4 minutes has gone by on the clock in this UV storm. Continue with effective run after run. Man in motion is Hofer. Hey, Cook hands it off right up the middle to Cody Holman, and then Cody Holman charges right up the middle in the end zone for a UV storm touchdown.
So that play started back at the 14-yard line, and Cody Holman found the hole and popped it in, and all of a sudden it's a 27-18 contest.
And now it looks as if the storm might go for two in this situation, down 27-18. But they are setting up in the extra point formation now, as it is Haycook, who is the kicker. Here's the snap, hold. Haycook kick is up, and Haycook makes the extra point. So the UV Storm put together a nice drive to start things off in the second half. They take over 4 minutes off the clock, and with 7:46 to go in the third quarter, it is the VG Bobcats 27 and the UV Storm 19.
Yeah, and that is one of those things where you just knew that something was going to happen. And all of a sudden, this game starts getting closer and closer and closer. So it's going to be one of those nail biters yet, I do believe. We will see both of these teams coming up later in the season. Of course, we've already told you that we'll be down at BG next Friday night, and we will be back up here on week 5 to watch Unadilla Valley against Harpersville, that one coming up on the 29th. And then we'll see UV again the very next week under the lights at Unitego as the UV Storm take on the Spartans. And we will see what is going to come up in that one. Who knows? In that division where you have only 4 teams playing, you can find a lot of movement very quickly. You don't have to win that many games to be in the thick of things.
Kurt Haycook ready to kick this ball back. And it's a good booming kick. And I believe that's Cole Webb, number 12, returning it for the Bobcats. And this is a good return for him, as he gets all the way back to his own 45-yard line. .738 on the clock in this third quarter.
So we're going to have a momentary pause as there is a man down on the field and coaches come out to attend to him, but we will see what transpires here. Period number 3 of this contest today here at Unadilla Valley. So one of the things that I wanted to remind you of is that we have a feature on WCDO that we haven't taken time to talk about as many times this year as we really should, and that happens to be our audio archives. There is a tab and a website called WCDOradio.com, and if you look there, it says Sports on Demand, and you go in and touch that.
Call the ambulance. Or you got it.
We're on this air. We're on the line.
Oh.
Yep. So we, we're on that line now. That's the problem. So we were talking about, pardon the interruption, apparently they do want to bring in an ambulance for the player that is down. It is a UV player who is down, and they're taking care of emergency things right now. The man on the field is being attended to by the officials and by the coaches, and they are doing nothing at all. So we've gotten the momentary break in the action. I was telling you about the archives that we have for WCDO. All of these games are on our website, and you can come in and go to that website, look at Sports On Demand, and happen to move ahead to the tab, and all of the games are there, and it is going to be just simply a matter of pick the game, either last year or this year, and with that, it will be a click of the mouse, and you'll have an opportunity to get Sports On Demand and get the game that we have. All of a sudden, we had a gust of wind that blows apart things here. Okay, now it sounds like they have been able to get through to the folks on 911. We saw the superintendent of schools down below us, the high school principal, now going out onto the field, so it looks like we are going to have an interruption for a couple of moments. Now the athletic director making his way in that direction. And it's interesting because we usually have the ambulance parked right up here at the end of the track up here, and they are not available today. And I don't know if they got called away or if they weren't here. Remember, you have activities going on, and they had a soccer tournament, so that the ambulance corps are here pretty much throughout the whole day, and they are doing their thing right now. So you are listening to your station for sports. It's WCDO right here in Sydney, New York, and if we are ready at the station, we will cut back there for a moment or two on your station for sports, WCDO.
Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hello again, everybody. Harry Graves along with Billy Blake. We are finally getting things ready to go back here at Unadilla Valley Central School. A UV player was injured, and as a precaution, they decided they wanted to move him to the to get expert medical attention, so the town of New Berlin Ambulance Corps came in. Remember, we had said before that when ambulances are normally right here stationed at the field, but from time to time they get called away on other calls, so being a volunteer corps, a neighboring group may very well come by to fill in for a while. That was the case. The down player, it was a reserve player by the name of Dylan Harrington. He's a senior, 6'3", 195 pounds. And they have, it looked to be an upper body thing. They stabilized everything and then moved him away. And he was fine. He's moving his hands around all right. But now being neck, spine, and concussion sensitive like we are, we will be extremely cautionary on all kinds of things. So, Mr. Billy, it looks like the teams are finally going to be back on the field. It's time to put you to work again. Here is Mr. Billy Blake.
And the first play is a carry for Jake Mazzarella. He gets 1, maybe 2 yards there on the ground, and it will be second down for the Bobcats. This is their first drive of the second half. The first drive of this half went to the UV Storm, and they took over 4 minutes off the clock, and they got a touchdown to make this a 27-19 game. So this is the first time in quite some time now, Harry, that we've seen the Bobcats get their offense out on the field.
Corbin Palmer that time felt that there was something amiss a little amiss, and he just put his hands out and said, "Coach, what's going on?" Now he is going to be in action again.
Palmer rolling out to his right, and that throw is incomplete, intended for Austin Bowerly. Bowerly with a diving effort, but to no avail, and the Bobcats face third down and 8.
Yeah, the ball still spotted down at the 47.5-yard line in BG territory. So, still 53 to go. 6:56 showing on the clock.
Third down for the Bobcats. Palmer with two receivers, Sirigliano and Mazzarella in the backfield. Palmer drops back, looks to his right, and that throw is incomplete, and it will be fourth down.
Yeah, the intended receiver that time, Lucas Butcher, but Butcher couldn't catch up to that ball at all. Palmer's arm just a little bit too strong that time. Interesting to watch these teams after they had been on the benches for a fair amount of time. When the ambulance finally was about ready to leave, they were up doing warm-ups all over again as if it was the start of the game.
Austin Bowerly punts this ball away, and it is fair caught by the UV Storm at their own 27-yard line.
Yeah, that time it was a matter of, you think I'm going to run into a bunch of white uniforms and run this back? No way, Jose, was what Justin Hofer was saying, as he just settled in under, waved that arm to say, "I'm here and I've got it." And UV will take over the ball in very good field position at about the 28-yard line.
6:48 to go, third quarter. UV Storm have trailed throughout, but they're only down by 8. Haycook with 2 in the backfield. They go on the ground, and that looks like it's Justin Hofer. And there's a late flag thrown as well. Excuse me, it was Cody Holman, number 23, who got the call there. And there's a foul on the Bobcats, personal foul.
Yeah, so that ball will be a gain of maybe about 2 to 3 for Holman, but the yardage might be significant after that.
Officials trying to work out where to spot the ball here after the penalty on the Bobcats. And they will spot the ball at the 46-yard line, to the Storm, move way up near midfield.
Yeah, that penalty, you knew that a penalty, a personal foul, was going to be costly. And as a result, it'll be the first down. Interesting point. You talk about things, we'll pick it up in a moment.
First down and 10. Haycook rolls out towards the far sidelines, and he is out of bounds in front of the Bobcats bench. He picks up 3 or 4 yards there.
Two or three incidents just like this can change the game. First of all, personal foul is a big penalty, and that moves it way up. The other thing that has a tendency to switch momentum is sometimes an injured player can rally a team. So those two things coming right here at this time could be an interesting moment or two.
Second down and 6 for the Storm at midfield. And on the ground again, not much there. And now we have another late flag.
Well, this one, we saw the play end, and then, boom, the flag went. It's going to be another personal foul, another one against the BG Bobcats. Cole Webb this time just holds his hands up in the air and says, "What is going on?" And then the whole Bobcat unit moves back, and it's going to be now across the 40 and down to about the 38-yard line. This drive has gotten going without any big, long UV runs.
There was jawing back and forth between players of both teams, but it is the Bobcats who get called for the personal foul, and the ball will be spotted at the BG 37-yard line.
And with that, we're going to have a brief pause in the action as the coaches for Unadilla Valley want to make sure that they've got their act together to get things going. If we stand here now, we are looking at a pastoral scene, upstate New York, Unadilla Valley, and nice. If you come back in here 2 weeks from now, you're going to see that hillside very different color. You look on the hills, you see dark greens, light greens, one or two little spots of red or orange. All that's going to change, and football in October is really a fan's delight.
So the timeout is over. We are about to resume play. 6:18 on the clock. First down and 10 for the Storm at the Bobcats 37-yard line. Haycook rolling out to his left, looking for a receiver, and that throw is caught by Justin Hofer. And Hofer breaks a tackle, and he is in the end zone. Touchdown, Storm.
Oh, my Lord. You talk about plays the run. Coach Decker was quoted as saying, I want to shake things up. We're going to throw a lot. That one, a country mile, and another touchdown.
So that makes it a 27-25 game, and there was a flag thrown after the player crossed the end zone. See what the officials will call here. Might be another late hit.
Well, let's see. Here's the signal. They're going to say illegal procedure again against BG. Touchdown on that pass from Haycook to Hofer.
So it's 6:06 on the clock. 27-25 score. The Storm could go for two to try to tie this game up, but Kirk Haycook is setting up to kick the extra point instead.
Yeah, at this point, they said, we got another whole quarter. Look out. It's
and now
a fake.
It's a fake. Haycook is scrambling around. He throws across to Cody Holman. Holman makes the catch, but he will be tackled at the 6-yard line. He was wrapped up by Justin Sorigliano. So no 2 points for the Storm. And with 6:06 to go in the third quarter, we've got ourselves a ballgame. It's the BG Bobcats 27 and the UV Storm 25. This is Saturday Afternoon Football on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Billy Blake back here at UV. What an interesting coincidence is when we happen to see a UV touchdown and then the local Preferred Mutual Insurance Company spot. They're a proud sponsor of the UV Storm, and we welcome them to our WCDO sports family. So we have ourselves a game that both coaches said we want to have a really good rivalry. We want to shake things up. 27-25, 6:06 left, period number three. We could be in for 18 more minutes of exciting football. The ball's being teed up and kicked away by the UV Storm.
And the Storm try an onside kick, and the UV Storm were kicking from the 45-yard line because of the personal foul penalty after the touchdown was scored. And the onside kick attempt does not work out so well for the Storm as the Bobcats fall on the ball. And they will start this drive from their own 35-yard line.
So the ball just inches high of the 35. It'll be first and 10 from there. And here come the Bobcats.
Palmer has Sorigliano and Mazzarella in the backfield. And they go to Sorigliano. Sorigliano running to the right. And he doesn't get much running room. Maybe picked up a yard or two.
So it will bring up a second and 9. That's where they've moved the chains to so far. Sorigliano on that one picking up only 1 unofficially. He's got around 20 yards today, and that's it. And all of a sudden, the UV Storm defense begins to clap hands and say, let's get tough.
Jake Mazzarella gets the ball that time, and he picks up a nice gain. It will be short a couple yards of the first down, but he got 3 or 4.
So Mazzarella getting across the 40-yard line up to about the 44. He also now is up to about 120 yards on the day.
Third down and short for the Bobcats from their own 42. They pitch it out to Mazzarella to the right, and he has the first down and more as he crosses midfield, and he's pushed out of bounds at the Storm 40-yard line.
Yeah, Brett Hanselmeyer came over and gave him a really hard hit. When he saw that Mazzarella had broken away, then he applied a really sturdy hit. There is a flag over on the far side, and we will have it going to call it. It is going to be called late hit against the UV Storm. Now, an interesting thing that we saw that the ambulance went, and the ambulance was said Town of Columbus, Town of New Berlin. Now the New Berlin ambulance is here on site. So that tells me that somebody was covering for somebody else at the time of that injury. On the field, we are going to have the chains move. They will move things down to the 25-yard line. Play will go from there.
Jake Mazzarella again. He picks up 6 or 7 on the ground.
So Mazzarella continuing to rumble. Ball spotted down inside the 20 at about the 18. Gain of about 7.
And one thing we've noticed since we had the injury timeout, Harry, was that we've seen a lot of exchange of words between players between snaps. Second and 3 for the Bobcats. Palmer fakes it to Mazzarella, then he gives it to Sirigliano, but the Storm defensive line did not bite on that play.
Yeah, you saw a number of UV players that time who just made the stop and then were very happy. Cody Holman clapping his hands out there saying, all right, guys, we held. Still a third down and about 3 coming into the ball game now. Number 10, Corbin Palmer with the signal, along with a couple of new fresh faces for the Bobcats.
Corbin Palmer flips it over to Mazzarella. Mazzarella running towards the far sidelines, close to a first down, but there is another flag on the field.
Yeah, that flag did not involve any personal contact because the flag was thrown. Mazzarella had nobody around him at that time. So it was either away from the ball or it was not related to the ball carrier. They are talking things over with the co-captains of the UV Storm. All indications against the BG Bobcats, and we'll just have to wait and see what the call is. Now they're picking up the football. The conference is over. The official is telling his other officials what they're doing. And here we go. We'll see where what's going to be marked off. And the signal comes down. It's against the BG Bobcats. Ball will be brought back to the original line of scrimmage, so it's down probably for a third, and we'll call it 11.
Ball at the 26-yard line, and Austin Bowerly gets the ball, and he picks up a couple of yards, but he is well short of the first down marker.
Yeah, you rarely see Bowerly handling the football unless it's on a pass. That time he came around, he's the ball carrier. Picks up probably 2 long yards, short 3. Fourth down situation from inside the 25.
Bobcats are going to try to keep this drive going. Fourth down. Palmer drops back in the pocket, looking to his right, and the throw to Bowerly is incomplete. Turnover on downs. UV Storm gets the ball back.
Yeah, Mike Carlin was off on the near side, and he was trying to draw people with him. Nobody was fooled. He only drew 1 UV Storm defender, and the play went to the far side of the field. And it will be now the UV Storm taking over on downs, and they will have it first and 10 from about the 23-yard line. The BG Bobcats lead in this ballgame 27-25, 3:08, period number 3.
Kirk Haycook, the quarterback, under center, and there's a handoff that goes to Cody Holman, and Cody Holman still on his feet. He breaks a few tackles, and he gets all the way to the Bobcats' 43-yard line. Holman had to break a few tackles at the line of scrimmage. He was able to do so, and he crosses over into BG territory to the 43-yard line.
And he was ridden down by a very familiar number, number 21. That is Jake Mazzarella. Upfield, we have another man who is down. The referee is right there attending to him. Coach Timmy Mattingly has come out. Kevin Forrest, I believe, is who it is. He is a 5'11", 235-pound junior. Looks to be a knee that maybe got strained. The official back out of there, and he is simply waiting and stretching out his legs. It looks like he will be getting up and going off the field by himself, and that is exactly what he's doing. Coach Tim Mattingly walking beside him, but not necessarily giving him any support, as it looks like Forrest is okay. 2:05 showing on the clock, period number three. This game is not over. At one time, the BG Bobcats had built up a considerable lead, 27-6, but that 27-6 lead has dissolved. It's 27-25 BG over UV at this time.
Kirk Haycook makes his way to the line of scrimmage. Two backs in the backfield, the receiver to the right, and the Storm keep it on the ground with Cody Holman.
Yeah.
And Holman picks up a couple as he gets to the 41-yard line.
Holman, the second man through. And I think the Bobcats had keyed on his number that time because they put up a stiff defense, gain of a very short two, if two at all. They'll spot the ball down at the 41.
Clock ticks along, 2:15 to go in counting third quarter. Same formation for the Storm. Play action. Haycook rolling out. And that throw is going to be...
I know.
Not sure if that was complete or incomplete. They are ruling a completed pass for the Storm.
I believe that the catch was made by Dylan Rivenberg over there. That was one of those where there were a lot of BG defenders standing around blocking my view. So it will be a third down and one as now the UV Storm inside the 35.
Backs in the eye for the Storm. Receiver to the right. Storm keep it on the ground. That will be a first down for Holman.
Yeah, I think Holman. Yeah, Dylan Rivenberg running a little bit of interference that time. Moved a man away. Let Holman get maybe an extra yard because they wanted to make sure. Not that they got long yardage on that. Just that they got the first down. He got the first down and a couple more. The ball's inside the 35 to about the 29.
Eye formation again for the Storm. Now here's the option with Haycook. He rolls out and keeps it himself, and he is wrapped up by three or four Bobcat defenders.
Right, but even more important, he gets down close to the 25. They'll spot that ball at about the 26. Gain of about three. You just keep getting 3 yards every single time, and you, A, use up a lot of clock, B, continue to keep a drive alive. 44 seconds. Second, and we'll call it a very long six.
UV Storm in that I formation again. Receiver to the right is Justin Hofer. Now he's in motion. And now another man in motion as well, and that draws all sorts of flags.
Yeah, there were a lot of people standing up pointing that time. They said, come on, guys, you call them for us now, you call them for the other team. And we have a bit of a debate going on as the ball is going to be marched off. An illegal procedure against the UV Storm will bring it back to across the 30. To about the 31. It'll bring up second down all over again.
Under 20 seconds to go. This might be the last play of the quarter. Second and 12. Rivenberg and Holman in the eye again. Hofer in motion. They pitch it out to Holman. And Holman gets down to the 30 or 29 yard line. Not much on that play for the Storm, and that will end things in this third quarter. but the UV Storm are knocking on the door. We are through 36 minutes of play. It is the BG Bobcats 27 and the UV Storm 25. This is Saturday afternoon football on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 48% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Billy Blake and Harry Graves back with you at Unadilla Valley as the Storm trail the BG Bobcats 27-25, but the Storm have been driving, and they were trailing at one point in this game 27-6. They have clawed their way back into it, and they have 3rd and 10 at the 30-yard line to start this fourth and final quarter. And bringing you the play-by-play is none other than Harry Graves.
Thank you there, Mr. Bill. And we had anticipated a very good game. We began to doubt the prediction a little bit when all of a sudden it was a 27-6 contest, but now it has tightened up considerably. Not only is it had tightened up, but Kurt Haycook on the first play from center all of a sudden gets a very unexpected visitor from across the line. He's going to be dropped for about a 5-yard loss. That will bring up 4th and 15 for the UV Storm.
Yeah, Tyler Johnson, 77, broke right through the line to get to Haycook.
Haycook on a pass on 4th down. The intended receiver, Justin Hofer. It goes for naught, and the ball will be turned over to the BG Bobcats. So a great deal of activity in this ball game, too. Well, not in this ball game. There has been in the ball game, but also on this field today. There was a girls' soccer tournament that involved various schools going on before this contest. So as you came in here, there was lots of activity and a lot of cars in the parking lot. So the Bobcats now have the ball, and it's going to be on the ground again. Number 21, Jake Mazzarella, puts all 195 pounds into that run as he will get across the 40-yard line, gain of about 6 on that play. Well, we see the BG Bobcats coming up again next Friday night as it will be the Bobcats at home against the Unitego Spartans. We'll have that game for you on Friday night. Oh, look out. Here goes. Here goes Mazzarella. He breaks loose, and he is going to be grabbed and brought down, but not until he crosses the goal line. Nope, he said they're going to say his knee was down at the 1. Mazzarella was off and going, and this speedster by the name of Justin Hofer manages to catch up to him.
Yeah, and you cannot say enough about the hustle of Justin Hofer on that play, not giving up, because that easily could have been 6 points for Mazzarella, and instead he drags him down inside the 2-yard line, it looks like, maybe even the 1-yard line, but give credit for that extra effort.
Oh, there were two men pursuing, and the only one with any chance of getting him was Justin Hofer. Well, it's academic, because on the first play from scrimmage, it is going to be touchdown for the BG Bobcats, as they had gotten that close, and it was just simply a matter of having one man carry it on in. Did that end up being a quarterback keeper? Yep, Mr. Palmer prances on in. Score goes up 33-25. And the kick is going to be up, and it is going to be good. So Lucas Butcher doing the holding that time, the foot pressure applied by Corbin Palmer, and it's 34-25. But you turn the ball over to the UV Storm, and there's still lots of time at 10:27 showing on the clock.
And I wanted to say one thing, because this game kind of reminds me of what we saw the last Bobcats game last weekend with Delhi, where the Bobcats had a pretty decently sized lead at home, but Delhi came back a little bit, and that's what we're seeing today with the Storm. The Bobcats built such a big lead in that first quarter, 27-6, but the Storm haven't given up. They've really rallied. They got the home crowd in their favor, obviously, and we've got ourselves a ball game here despite that touchdown that puts the Bobcats up by 9 points now.
Yeah, but the big difference is this one's for all the marbles. It was a league game. The one last week, I spoke with Coach Kelly after the game, and he says, we tried to make it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. 34-25 is our score. It is going to be Lucas Butcher teeing up the football at the 40-yard line. He raises his hand, signals to his teammates, and boots a low kick that will bounce once at about the 45, and it is going to be finally grabbed down there by one of the UV Storm at about the 39-yard line. Now they're going to move it back a yard or so to about the 37. So we will see both of these teams again, and we want to make sure that you're aware of that. We see both of them, both home and away. It will be Haycook and company, and they'll go off to Justin Hofer. Hofer getting a little bit of running room. He gets across the 40 and the 45 before he's finally tripped up, down at about the 47 for a gain of about 9. We enjoy the facilities at both of these ballparks. Up here at Unadilla Valley, down at BG, they have a press box, good press facility, and they make us feel welcome. Ball kept on the ground. They're only trying for the first down. The handoff will go in there, and it looks like Cody Holman will pick up the first down. There's the signal. As the white cap says, yep, that's good in my book. Nobody argues, and the ball will be put in play at about the 48 back in UV territory. You can tell the people that just simply want to enjoy a good Saturday afternoon. They get out of their car. They set up their chairs on the hillside right by the parking lot. Watch themselves a football game. First and 10, dropping back. Haycook, he wants to pass. His intended receiver that time is going to be number 10, Dylan Rivenberg. Rivenberg cut in a little bit too much, and the ball was actually thrown behind him. He reached back and got a hand on it, just simply to keep it being caught by anybody else, since he could not gather it in. Coming into the contest now, it's going to be Hank DeGlee. He runs the play in from the coaches. He'll stay in the ball game. The ball will be pitched back to number 13. That is going to be Dakota Kolvik. Kolvik tests the line on the right side, gets a little bit of running room. He's across midfield to the 49-yard line. It'll bring up a third, and we'll call it 7. 8:40, clock running. Thomas Myers breaking out of the huddle. He has Seth Beadle and Alex Avolia, guards on either side of him. Haycook's signal now is going to be a handoff once again to Dakota Kolvik. Kolvik manages to get down close to the 45, a gain of another possibly 3. The fallacy of that thought comes right now when it's fourth and a long three. That's not comforting to a lot of coaches. And longer than usual huddle for the UV Storm. Now finally Myers breaks out of that huddle and comes up over the football. One of the officials holding his hand up, watching that time very carefully. Snap. Hey, Cook is going to scramble. He goes right side. He'll have the first down himself and breaks into the open. He is down to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, and a very happy Kurt Haycook goes into the end zone at 7:33 of this fourth and final quarter. He's got the touchdown, the score, 34-31. If you thought this ball game was over, think again. However, 3 points sort of makes you want to be able to kick a field goal at this point. So we'll see. Probably not going to kick. Probably going to try that fake again. Cody Holman down, ready to have the football snap to him. Kurt Haycook back, ready to kick. The snap comes down. It is going to be a kicking situation, and it is going to be on the money. So 34-32 is our score. Both coaches quickly strategize to figure out how are we going to keep the status quo or go ahead. You're listening to football on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts clean for this year's heating season. Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kurt also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Billy, you will find over time that there are ups and downs of high school football. For a while in the first quarter, we thought that this game was going to be a runaway. All of a sudden, it slowly comes back. 2-point game right now.
Yeah, and going back to that run, touchdown run for Haycook, he was looking to pass to his left there, and he was able to get out of the pocket, roll over to his right, and he was able to escape some lineman pressure from the BG Bobcats, and before we knew it, he was in the end zone, and now we have ourselves a 34-32 game.
I said earlier, we have two smart left-handed quarterbacks. Long, low kick. It is going to be gathered in by number 74 for the BG Bobcats. I don't know who is wearing that number today. Do you have it?
It's Carlin, 34.
Oh, 34, Mike Carlin, who came over and got it. Okay, I was going to say 74 I don't have on my hippy-dippy little roster. That is another of the ups and downs that you will find of high school sports, is sometimes the jersey numbers get changed during the week. So what they tell you on Monday may not be true on Friday. It is going to be Palmer faking to pass as he puts it into the gut of one of his men, pulls it back out, and then decides to pass. He's got Cole Webb down there. He wants to go to Webb, but Cole can't catch up to the football.
And nobody was around Cole Webb. He was just so wide open. Might have had a touchdown if he makes that catch, because the secondary was creeping in for the Storm, expecting a run for either Mazzarella or Sirigliano, and it was a great fake by Corbin Palmer. And he put it in there to Cole Webb, but he couldn't make the grab.
Yeah. Cole, a 5'11", 160-pound junior. We're going to see a lot of him next year. If you look at this BG Bobcats starting lineup, they have a bunch of seniors in there, and some of them are pretty big players. They have in the starting lineup 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of their 11 players are seniors. Conversely, five are juniors and coming back again next year, and you like that sort of balance. We want to remind you one more time, while we've got just a second, that you can hear these broadcasts. Again, they're all archived, so anytime if you happen to have out-of-the-area relatives or you happen to have a son that said, what did they say about me? Well, whatever. You just tell them to go to WCDORadio.com. Look up there for Sports On Demand. It's right there. Here goes Palmer. Palmer handing off in there as he goes in to one of his workhorse quarterbacks. This time, one of his workhorse backs. I don't know who carried the ball. He's going to get it across to about the 30 or about the 42-yard line. The man that came out of that time was Chris Pirelli. And Pirelli normally is not in a position where he handles the football. I think he just was the last man up off the bottom of the pile. Palmer this time goes to Mazzarella. Mazzarella will get the first down, managed to get across midfield, and he's going to finally be tripped up. We'll call it at the 48-yard line. They'll move the chains. 6:46 showing on the clock, 34-32. The BG Bobcats leading the UV Storm. BG scored first and have led throughout this entire game. But like I said last night about the Norwich and Sydney coaches, I think both coaches have seen things that will help them a whole lot this year. Ball carried by Mazzarella. Mazzarella tries to run over everybody, and he almost does. But finally, number 23, Cody Holman, who was already down, reached up and grabbed a hold of Mazzarella, trips him up, brings him down. It's good for a first down as the ball is inside the 35 at about the 34. Handoff now will go to number 28. That is Justin Sirigliano. Sirigliano crosses direction, goes against the flow, but gets enough yardage to get the first down, and they're inside the 25 at the 24.
And the Bobcats are getting back to where they had all that success in the first quarter, Harry, and that is running the ball. They run it powerfully up the middle with Mazzarella, and then Sirigliano, who's a bit smaller than Mazzarella, is able to run around the ends.
And then they chew up the clock, 5:43. The ball will be carried right up the middle. Short yardage gain. Nobody got anywhere near what they wanted. The ball carrier was number 21, Jake Mazzarella. Mazzarella, 190-pound, 5'9 player. And I'll tell you, that low center of gravity serves him well from time to time. Second and 7. Palmer going again to Mazzarella, again short yardage, just trying to keep that clock running. No appreciable gain on the play. They did get it down inside the 20, and they're going to spot it down for about a 3-yard pickup. We'll call it 3rd and 4 to go.
We've seen the play action a couple times today by the Bobcats and see what they do here. That way they keep it on the ground.
Yeah, they go to Mazzarella. Mazzarella will not find an opening that time. He came in hard, but he was hit hard. Hank DeGlee managed to grab him and hurl him down. So it will bring up a 4th and still about 3 situation. Ball spotted down high of the 15 at about the 17. So this is one of those moments where you say, well, do they keep it going or don't they? Palmer and company would like to. Palmer wants to pass, and now he throws complete. Austin Bowerly steps out of bounds, which will stop the clock, but he is inside the 5-yard line. So 3:54 on the clock. And I said he was inside, and I guess they're going to put it just inches high of the 5. We'll say it's down to about the 6-yard line. close enough so that they can drop the chains over at the far sideline and say first and goal to go from the 6. 34-32, the Bobcats lead in this ball game. Palmer goes in there to the... No, he hands off to the first man through Mazzarella. Faked me out completely. I thought he had faked it and was giving it to Sirigliano. Mazzarella will go in for the touchdown, and the score clicks up 6 more points. 40-32. Time is running down, but you still have to give up the ball one more time. The reality is that Storm needs 2 touchdowns in order to be able to call this a victory. Kick up and goodbye Palmer and through, and the score goes 41-32 for the BG Bobcats over the Unadilla Valley Storm. I want to remind you that there's an activity going on today in Sydney that could tickle your tummy. The American Legion on Union Street is running a benefit with the Chinese auction, chicken barbecue, a few other activities, all to raise funds for the Sydney Veterans Memorial Park. And they want to help that cause along a little bit. You can help their efforts today by going down to their facility on Union Street and thinking chicken, barbecued chicken all day today. So here we go. It will be the Unadilla Valley Storm in their dark uniforms, moving from our right to our left as they are sort of heading north. The BG Bobcats will be kicking off to the south.
And the UV Storm, the one good thing that's in the Storm's advantage is that they've been able to pass the ball extremely well today with Haycook under center. So if they can continue to get the ball to their receivers along the sideline so you can get out of bounds without wasting timeouts, that'll only benefit them.
I'll tell you, the ball is going to be kicked down. It's a low kick, and it's going to be gathered in at about the 28-yard line. The identifiable person on that field right now is Dylan Moffitt. He is a BG sophomore. And what makes him stand out? He is wearing bright red shirt under his white jersey. And he's wearing bright red socks in there. And as a result, you can see him easily. So it will be first and 10 for the Storm. Haycook pitches it out, goes to Holman. Holman reverses the field. He still stays up and is still on his feet. Now he will be across the 40 and across the 45 before he is finally tripped up. That time, you thought anybody would be able to get him because he had people around him all the time, and only extra effort kept him going. Good for a 13-yard pickup and another first down.
Yeah, he really was able to dance around the line, and this is not the first time we've seen that today by Holman or other Storm players. They really dance around and break tackles.
There are some nimble players dropping back. Haycook wants to pass. He has a man out here. Reception and out of bounds for Cody Holman. Gain of about 6 on that play. 3:16 and the clock is up. The ball will be put down right at the midfield stripe. It's just inches over into Bobcat territory. So here comes Haycook again, this time from the shotgun. He brings people along with him. He wants to pass to Cody Holman. The throw is off, but Holman can't catch up to it. And now it is simply a matter that the Holman is going to sit out a play. He managed to get clobbered there, but he's all right. Looks like one of those legs has tightened up a little bit. We've seen those cramps before. One of the coaches there to apply pressure where pressure has to be applied. They are not going to get him back in for this play. So a reserve comes in. Kurt Haycook, the senior, barks out signals again from the shotgun. Now he's going to scramble, and this time he is going to be caught from behind. He will be brought down in there by Mike Nordberg, among others. Also in on that play, Chris Pirelli. So it means that it's going to be yards back for the UV Storm. 2:53 showing on the clock, as it was Haycook finally being brought down at the 35-yard line. And that is an opportunity for the UV Storm to take time out. So while they regroup, we'll get some station business taken care of and be back with the exciting conclusion for this game coming up on your station for sports, WCDO.
Trackside Dining always has something new to tempt your taste buds. From awesome specials, many including soup and salad bar, to our fabulous desserts. Come on in for our friendly food and fresh people. We will cater any event, any size, on or off our premises. Deliveries are available anytime, 7 days a week. Do you know we've been here on Main Street almost 20 years now and still going strong? Hope you will visit soon for a great experience and wonderful food at Trackside Dining, 88 Main Street, Sydney, 563-3737.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Billy Blake back with you at Unadilla Valley High, fourth down for the Storm. And here is Harry Graves.
2 minutes, 53 seconds. It is going to be Holman. He's all right. He's splitting out to the near side this time. In the shotgun, it will be Kurt Haycook. Haycook now going to pitch the ball off to number 22. That's Justin Hofer. Hofer is going to still be on his feet, as it was Austin Bowerly came over, grabbed him at about the 30-yard line, spun him around. Bowerly went down, but not the ball carrier. It had to be Jake Mazzarella, who finally comes in and puts on the finishing touches. 2:39. So we have a situation where they are going to be turning. No, they're not going to turn. Yes, they are. They're going to turn the ball. I wish the linesmen over there would get things going so that they knew what they were doing. They finally will put the chains down at the, we'll call it, 27-yard line. It will be first and 10 for the BG Bobcats.
Expect a heavy dose of Jake Mazzarella here.
Well, that is exactly what you're going to do, but you see a great thrust of purple as Mazzarella is going to try the right side of the line, and he is met by three UV Storm players right away. He will get a yard, but it was a well-earned, hard-fought-for yard. 2:13. The clock is continuing to run. It will be not only Corbin Palmer coming in now, but also number 34, Mike Carlin. The two of them had gotten the play from the far bench. Now they're ready to go. And the ball will be handed off to Justin Sirigliano. Sirigliano going to end up going more or less up the middle, although the play started in such a way that he was running diagonally across the field. He'll only pick up about a yard for all of his efforts. Well, now I say that. They haven't moved the yard yet, because the markers yet, because we have a penalty on the play. It is going to be against the BG Bobcats face mask. So they're going to
move. Storm.
What did I say? Excuse me, UV Storm. It's going to be against the UV Storm, so that will mark that back. And let's see, they'll pick up the ball at the 20-yard line, go down across the 15, and it's finally put down at the 10. So they moved it basically half the distance to the goal line. 1:41 showing on the clock. 41-32 is our score. The Bobcats over the UV Storm. Bobcats scored first have led throughout the game, sometimes only by a single point, but they've led all game. Palmer going to go to Mazzarella. Mazzarella has a whole bunch of people on him, and they're all purple. Led in there by number 57 for the UV Storm. Of course, he's one of the ones that I don't have on my list. As I mentioned before, we have three players that we did not have numbers, heights, and weights for earlier. Do you have him? Okay, that is going to be Kevin Prosser. He's one of the three people. That's what I get for using the copy that they sent to me earlier instead of the program that they gave me today. 46 seconds, clock running. Ball is going to be kept by Palmer. He's going to be grabbed around the leg in there by Cody Holman. Holman hangs on for dear life and finally brings him down. Clock keeps running. Inside 30 now. And the ball is going to be down at about the 10-yard line. So it will be now a third down. Clock momentarily stopped with 18 seconds remaining. As we said before, probably neither of these coaches goes away from this game without seeing many good things from individual players. And now they start the clock. It's down to 10, 9, 8, and that may be the end of it right there. They'll let it run out. So you've got to go to work and get your things organized. I want to remind people one time that coming up this next week, we are going to be having a couple of games for you. We'll see the BG Bobcats against Unitego as they will be down at BG. So we'll be up at the field behind the Greenlawn School on Friday evening of next week. And then Billy and I will go on the long road to Walton the following day as the Sydney Warriors will be playing in the heart of the Catskills, and we will be entertained by the fine folks down in Walton one more time. It has been our pleasure to bring you this game today, and I want to make sure that I do all of the business and tell you that we will be back with our award winners and some closing comments and a quick recap of the game after we take our final timeout. You're listening to football on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet Stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress. From our in-store sleep centers, nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Double-digit pay rises are history. Now, money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Rose Smith would like to offer you a free discount check. She'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Rose Smith in Sydney today. Because being there to help keep more of your money in your pocket is why she's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call 563-3533.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Billy Blake back here at the Unadilla Valley High School football field. Well, if we look at this ball game, the first play of the game came with just seconds having gone by, and it was Bainbridge Guilford, one touchdown up. But then the kick return came back for a touchdown, and it was anybody's ball game. 7-6 was the score. And then after that, the rest of the first period of play was owned by the BG Bobcats. They upped that score eventually to 27-12. But then in the second period, the BG Bobcats had to watch the Unadilla Valley Storm slowly peck away at their lead. It became 27-12, then 27-18, 27-19, and finally, a Haycook to Hofer pass made it 27-25 with 6 minutes and 6 seconds remaining in the ball game, and it looked like it could be just about anybody's game. Well, then Palmer and company managed to get a couple of scoring opportunities, and the final score goes out at 41-32, but it was pretty much anybody's ball game for a whole lot of this ball game. You had said so many times PATs could make the difference. They probably made the difference today.
Yeah, absolutely, and because of a missed PAT earlier in the game, the Storm were forced to fake an extra point and go for two, and unfortunately for them, it did not work out when they tried the two-point conversion, and little things like that add up, and you know, special teams play as well. Special teams play, for the most part, on both sides was pretty good, but those missed extra points can always come back to haunt you, especially in games where you're playing teams in your division. This, I believe, was our first broadcast today with a divisional game, and the Storm played well. They really hung in there despite having a pretty lackluster first quarter, just on the wrong end of the results today.
So it is going to be the UV Storm. We will see them two more times this year, one more time here at Unadilla Valley, and then on the road at Unitego. We will see the BG Bobcats coming up against next week down at home against Unitego. But we better get things wrapped up and out of here for today. So here we go. Our post-game show being brought to you by NBT Bank, serving the community for over 150 years. And I was putting the customers first every single day. It is going to be the NBT Bank, member FDIC. And before we call on you, I want to make sure that if you enjoy listening to any of these ball games, you just pop into the Bainbridge office of NBT and say hello to Sandy Reeling, or you go up to the New Berlin office and ask to see the manager up there, Brian Burton. Good guy. You tell him how much you appreciate these games, live games on WCDO. Offensive player for tonight, here's Mr. Billy.
Again, very much like last night with the game between Norwich and Sydney, it was difficult to come up with the awards. The offensive player goes to the left-handed quarterback of Bainbridge Guilford. That is Corbin Palmer. Led his team to victory today. Really is the leader of this offense, and he has some good backs in the backfield. He has a great tight end in Austin Bowerly. Corbin Palmer, offensive player of the game.
Well, you're talking. I'm watching some of the goings on the field, and you see Justin Hofer coming over and taking his helmet off, and a parent comes over with probably about a four-year-old, and the four-year-old wants to have his picture taken with Justin. So we just watched one of those situations where Hofer is being the attentive hero and holding the kid and having the picture taken, and now he goes back to getting things wrapped up and getting out of there. The post-game show also being brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store with over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet store in Unadilla or up in Oneonta or over in North Norwich. And now their newest location in Delaware County in Margaretville. Mr. Blake, tonight's defensive I always get this wrong. The dynamic defense player.
Well, you were just talking about him. Justin Hofer for the Unadilla Valley Storm had a big interception for his team today. And also, he's a two-way player, had some good runs and even some catches out of the backfield as well. But that one interception stood out to me as well. Really turned the game around and got the UV Storm back into it, even though they lost this game 41-32. But Justin Hofer's interception gets him today's dynamic defensive player.
Well, we see the players, the BG players have already taken off and headed toward the bus and getting on their way. It's the UV players who have to carry the things in. So they're carrying in yardage markers, they're carrying in the out-of-bounds pylons and all kinds of things. As in a small town, you don't have a crew that is going to do all of these things for you. Finally, our all-purpose award is being presented by the Smith Agency, your local State Farm agent on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call Rose Smith at Sydney 563-3533. I don't know. I wouldn't think there are any surprises as far as who the all-purpose award might go to today.
Yeah, Jake Mazzarella did a phenomenal job in he got his first touchdown of the game, not even a minute into it, and then he had another touchdown towards the end of the fourth quarter that kind of sealed things up for the Bobcats today. Two touchdowns, and he ran for over 200 yards, and he nearly had a touchdown run for about 60 yards, but he was dragged down at about the one-yard line. So Jake Mazzarella, 195 pounds for the Bobcats, the all-purpose award winner for today's ballgame.
So, another one is in the books, ladies and gentlemen. Our final score here, as we said, was something like 41 to, I don't even remember where it is now, 32. 41-32. And we'll be on the air again on Friday night as we will be down at BG for a game between the BG Bobcats and the Unitigo Spartans. I'm Harry Graves.
And I'm Billy Blake.
And we hope that you will join us for all of our games this year that we're going to be broadcasting on WCDO. In the meantime, stay tuned for continuous favorites on FM 101 and AM 1490. And as we always say, thank you ever so much for lending us your ears. From Unadilla Valley Central School, good afternoon, everybody.